Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have something serious I want to talk to you about today. And you're probably going to laugh at me. But I want to tell you that you need to draw attention. You need to pay attention. Because this is a common sense reality news alert. Yeah, you heard me correctly. This is an alert. The President of the United States is under attack. The President of the United States is under attack. And he needs you. I've been watching and listening to the lies, aka fake news, the attacks from every side, Republicans, Democrats, federal judges with agendas, and oh yes, the media. Now, when we talk about the media, it's not just NBC, CBS, and ABC, or CNN, or CNBC. We're talking about the media. There's magazines, articles, newspapers, as well as your television. It's important that we include them because they are the poison. Poisoning the American people with lies and half-truths. Congress, particularly the Democrats, and a few rhinos are pushing the newly elected president constantly. The man can't even have an interview without one of them, several of them, picking apart and concentrating on one word rather than the content or the meaning of the statement made. I'm sick and tired of their lies, their rhetoric, their manipulation. And I'm sick and tired of the D.C. occupiers getting rich while the American people sit and slowly sink into poverty. This is a serious monologue here. The President of the United States is under attack, and it is not a laughing matter. It's not just a political matter. These are serious threats. And we the people need to take it all very serious and put a stop to it. Are you willing? CSE Talk Radio is your voice. But preaching to the choir, it isn't enough. That's just our personal shot in the arm here. You have got to take action. The President of the United States is under attack. While most presidents have a honeymoon period, where they at least are allowed to establish their cabinet, Congress is denying President Donald Trump to even have a core group around him to be a part of his decision-making. They are disallowing you, the American people, due process, and they are perfectly fine living in chaos, ruling in chaos, and throwing aside, throwing away rule of law, the very basis of our governing constitution. The President of the United States is under attack. He's under attack for standing up for you. While you may not and will not agree with every decision he makes, has made, or will make, he is still the President of the United States. From Congress to the media, from foreigners to paid protesters, you need to understand that this threat can no longer be taken lightly and be considered just rhetoric. President Donald Trump is standing in the gap for liberty for the American people. The hate directed at him and his office is truly at you. The left, the intolerant left pretending to be compassionate, are showing the fangs and the talons They are vicious, filthy, vulgar, mean, and will stop at nothing to have their way, like a wounded, cornered animal. That, dare I say, needs to be put down. To put them down, we the people need to start participating and making our voices heard. Last week, one of you called with a comment line for the White House. Yesterday, I gave it out to two different people who called in the office. I'm going to give that comment line now, and I'll give it again later in the show if you want me to. 202-456-1111. That's the comment line to get a message to the White House administration, to Donald Trump. 202-456-1111. The D.C. switchboard is 202-224-3121. Call your networks. Call their advertisers. Cancel subscriptions. Put your support where support is there for you. Pray for him. Pray for the president. Pray for his family, his administration. Pray for the sleeping Americans to wake up, but do not wait on them. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. A quote from George Washington. You have been burdened heavily, taken advantage of, and hey, totally and completely disrespected. Respect. Respect is a relation or reference to a particular thing or situation. It can be high and special regard. Isn't it peculiar? No, it isn't really. How the media, Fox included, have gone after President Trump for saying he respects Vladimir Putin, the leader of another nation. He didn't say he admires him. Bill O'Reilly led Donald Trump into that, calling Putin a murderer, which he is. But the very same people who thought Donald Trump should watch his mouth and act more presidential are now upset about the word respect used for Vladimir Putin, who is the leader of another nation. You must respect the position. I can understand why that's foreign to them, since they do not in any way, shape, size, or form respect the President of the United States. I know what he meant. Americans with common sense know what he meant. But the media, the elected haters in Congress, by the way, that's another word for a herd of baboons, they can't figure it out. Looking at the big picture here, there is no other conclusion but the President of the United States is under attack. While it has been verbal and written word, the haters and inciting rioters, the threats, it's all unlawful. They call Putin a murderer and yet call for the assassination of the President of the United States. And now you're asking, Beth Ann, what are you talking about? Well, I'm going to explain it. We have magazines, articles, tweets calling for the assassination of the President of the United States or suggesting it. We have fake news, lies, tearing down everything he says or does, or even those that he didn't say or do because they just make it up. The President of the United States is under attack, and he needs you, we the people. We're going into a break. I have several things I want to share with you before I take phone calls, but the number to call is 877-895-5410. We the people, we're going to take a stand, and we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the Old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The President of the United States is under attack, and this is an alert today from CSC Talk Radio to you. You need to understand that this rhetoric, these lies, this fake news, this obstruction that's going on in D.C. to stop the President of the United States from even having a cabinet needs to end. If anyone needs to draw a line, it is the American people who need to draw a line. You say, well, we won't do any good. Yes, you will. Hundreds of thousands of people start calling Congress. Hundreds of thousands of people start calling the advertisers of these networks. If hundreds of thousands of people stop watching The View, discontinue your subscriptions to certain magazines, yes, economically you will make a difference. And the liberal globalists, don't be fooled. It's about the almighty dollar with them. There's a magazine that has posted a picture on the front. It's an Irish magazine, and it's facing serious scrutiny. Well, and it should. But it's too late. Once they've put this out there, it's too late. They took to Twitter to share their latest cover, which features an image of President Donald Trump with crosshairs at his temple, and the caption says, "Why not?" This is a threat of assassination. This is disrespect for the President of the United States, disrespect for the American people of the United States. And we are under attack. And you need to take it very, very seriously. Crosshairs on the temple of our president, even if it had been President Barack Obama, this is unacceptable. I don't care whether you're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Independent. I don't care what you are. If a magazine takes the President of the United States picture and puts crosshairs on it, asking, suggesting an assassination, we, the people, need to take it seriously. Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat president, we need to take it seriously. And we, the people, are the ones who need to rise up and say, no more. That's just one. That's just one magazine. It's called Village. Now, that's out of Ireland, I guess. It's an Irish magazine. U.S. and Canada, Der Spiegel, has taken a picture of Donald Trump beheading. He's got a knife in one hand and the head of the Statue of Liberty in another. These attacks, this vulgarity, this atrocity, this violence put on our President of the United States has got to end. They're demeaning him as best they can at every single turn. Now this, it's the Germany's influential weekly news magazine, Der Spiegel, has come under fire. Too late, because it already went out, for a cover image showing U.S. President Donald Trump beheading the Statue of Liberty. Well, last I saw, Donald Trump hasn't beheaded anyone. But because of his immigration stance, they're going to show him beheading the Statue of Liberty. These liberals, these leftists, this is another country, by the way, who has had their own attacks. They are more concerned about an illegal alien and his First Amendment or her First Amendment than they are about you. You don't deserve a First Amendment. They can go riot and call it the First Amendment when it is really criminal action. It is crimes against the people of the United States. This is a crime against the President of the United States. We need to put a stop to it. Now, the American people need to take a stand. You need to do those simple things I have said, but you need to act. You cannot sit back, shake your head, and say, that makes me angry. You need to act. Make the phone calls. Do your own boycotting. Share the atrocities. Let those who are just kind of haphazard in this understand. This is serious business. This is an attack upon this nation. Our president, the President of the United States, is under attack. Saturday Night Live, attacking the administration. Do you watch them? I don't. If you do, do you support their sponsors? Stop it. Joy Behar and The View. They've got to be the most clueless, ignorant women I know. I don't watch them either. But Joy Behar, because they were upset over these Saturday Night Live skits, constantly going after the president. Now they're going after, I lost his name, Spicer. They went after Kellyanne Conway. They go after everyone. They abhor rule of law. They abhor the Constitution. They abhor liberty. They abhor the United States of America. Because we cannot be the United States of America without guarding our borders and taking care of the citizens within the borders of the... I said citizens, not illegal aliens. Inside the borders of the United States of America. So George Bihar says, dictators hate being subjects of jokes. Dictator. She's calling him a dictator because he's done a few executive orders. I don't like executive orders either. But right now, we got to play the game. And we've got to undo a lot of things that have been done. And just like Donald Trump told Bill O'Reilly, you can't lay it all on President Barack Obama. This has been going on a lot more than 8 years. You better look to the Bush administration. You better look to the Clinton administration. And I loved him, but you got to look in the Reagan administration as well. Big government is not your friend. The President of the United States is under attack. We need to take it seriously. Joy Behar is a fool. This is the same woman that said she would vote for a rapist as long as he supported abortion. And then they're mad at Donald Trump for not calling Putin a murderer. The rhetoric, the stupidity, the lack of logic, the lack of common sense. It's crazy. Hollywood, Joy Behar, they have no say in your lives. They can have their opinions. They have a right to that. But they are attacking your president, whether you voted for him or not. They are attacking your president. There was a lot of talk about the policies that Barack Obama did, but you did not see, you did not hear right so-called conservative news medias and outlets calling for an assassination. We need to take it seriously. And you need to call Congress and tell them, knock it off and get to work. And then draw your money away from these networks, from these magazines, and stop supporting them. Put your money where people support you. I'm opening up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We the people are going to take a stand. We're not going to put up with this. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we are returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. That music's just a little too mellow for me today. I'm really hot. I'm telling you, I'm just as angry as I can possibly be. It just doesn't let up. The attacks on this president is just unreal, and his administration. What's the word? It's unprecedented. It shouldn't be happening. We're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Harold from New Mexico. Harold, how are you today?
Well, you kind of upset my morning there with your monologue.
I'm sorry. But did I call you to action? That's the whole purpose.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to add a statement along the lines that most of the people that voted for Trump were called deplorables by the other side, and I took that part personal. And I'm thinking I take your monologue personal, because it's not a case that I can depend on Republicans or anybody else to help as much as they could, the president.
You know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I'm taking the whole thing personal, and I'll take as much action as I can from my viewpoint. But each individual's got to stand up for him now.
We have to.
That wants his country changed and improved.
We have to. Absolutely, we have to. We put him in office. We can't expect the man to take all these hits by himself.
Roger that, man.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Harold. Thank you so much. I'm one of those deplorables, I guess. But I'm not the one calling for the murder of anybody. We have CW in Missouri. CW, how are you today?
I'm disgusted. It disgusts me. I thank God for people like you and all the others on talk radio. but I'm disgusted that one idiot judge out in Washington can shut down our president from protecting us from terrorists. That is the stupidest thing I ever heard. And from what most people tell me, the judges out in all of them are in California, how they get to settle it, I don't know. But they're going to rule against Trump today on this hearing. Most people think so. They're all liberal judges, and they're going to rule against it. But it's so stupid. We elected the president to run this country and to protect us from terrorists, and now they're preventing him from doing it. They hate him so bad that they'd rather let killers into our country than to support the president.
They hate America.
You're right.
These leftists, these globalists, these federal judges that stand up, Ginsburg, and say that the Constitution is an out-of-date old document, and yet she's taken a pledge to uphold it. These people hate America.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it's only natural that they would hate Donald Trump because the American people elected him.
And these same people that's having such a fit about what Trump said about Putin is the same ones that never said anything when Obama apologized for America and said America wasn't any better than the rest of the countries and all the things he said about America.
No,
you never heard one word out of him about what he said. But just because Trump made one little statement, oh, it's awful what he said, you know. And as my dad used to say, it all depends on whose ox is being gored. So that's
you got that right. You got that right, CW.
It's disgusting. And what we've got to do, what bothers me, is about most of the Americans has got their mind on their own stuff and their own living. They're not paying attention to what's going on. But we have got to call those phone numbers and let the people know that we're behind Trump. And we've also got to let the networks know we're behind Trump. And if we don't stand up for America this time, we're going to be a globalist nation.
I believe this is our last chance.
Donald Trump
isn't necessarily our hope. It's the American people that are the hope. And if they sit back and let this man, whether you like him, hate him, or whatever, he's the president of the United States. If you sit there and let him be attacked like this and his people, then we don't deserve liberty or freedom.
You're right. He's the voice of America, and we've got to stand behind you.
Absolutely. Thank you, CW. I appreciate the call.
Thank you so
much.
Keep up the good work.
I'll do the best I can. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little angry. Can you tell?
Yeah, and I'm calling to thank you for that, because that's what we got to be. We got to be outraged. We don't need to be like the George Soros-funded terrorists.
No.
But we do have to be firm in our resolve. Let me
say something real quick about the funded terror rioters, protesters.
Yeah.
You know, there was an army that was a paid-for army by the king to fight in the Revolutionary War against the colonists. And you know who had the most determination? The colonists. They weren't getting paid for it. They were doing it because of passion in their heart for liberty and for their land. And if we don't take
exactly
a stand, that's what we got to do. So don't be dismayed.
Here's the thing to keep in mind. Right now, more than ever, that from a media standpoint, and you're starting to see this already in things, from a media standpoint, a lot of the late night shows that have been in the tank for Hillary and Obama and all this, their ratings are plummeting, absolutely plummeting.
Well, the NFL's ratings went down.
Yes, and you're going to start seeing this, because I'll tell you what, that TV, when you're watching that TV, everything's digital now. They know the minute to the minute what you are watching on there. It's built in there. That they keep track of where what's going to what and what you're watching. They can even go inside the show and say if somebody says something bad about Trump, and all of a sudden the numbers go down, and somebody tuned it out. they will keep track of this stuff. And you know, these corporations have come out on this ban thing. It happens to be all high-tech companies that are worried about HB1, who are bringing in technical, high-paid technical people, or high-paid for their country, but working for about half of what they have to pay Americans with the similar skills. So, you know, we have to be diligent. We have to point out to people, you know, if you're against this, you must be for jihad then.
Yeah, I'm not.
You have to be for jihad.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They're trying to tell us we lack humanitarianism and compassion when they will sit there and defend these refugees, these illegal aliens that come in here, which I know are not the same thing as refugees. I'm talking about two different things. And yet they let the little sisters of the poor get drugged through the dirt because of Obamacare.
And, you know, Mexico is only a third size of the country. Their potential market. This is the worst part about this. This policy has nothing, for some reason, is bizarre. Mexico's only got a third of the population we have. If they're cut out of our market, it's going to hurt them worse than it hurts us. You cannot continue to lose $60 billion a year on trade. I mean, if you and I each got $100 and I keep giving you $6 or, you know, and you give me none, I mean, how fast am I going to run out of $100?
Pretty quick, pretty quick.
I mean, what's wrong with fair trade? And these people, we have got to expose these people for, they are for child labor. They are for undermining and exploitation of workers. I mean, you never hear China. And you never hear China having a Social Security or Medicare problem. That's because they don't have it. and you can get arrested in China.
Yes, you can.
For promoting Christianity.
Yes, you can.
You know, Trump's made the right move here to reach out to Putin, and there's a lot of people upset. Oh, O'Reilly asked him, he says, why are you reaching out to Putin for? He's killed people who criticize him.
Okay.
He told him the truth. He said,
we're going into a break, Tim. You're making some really good points. We're going to have this show again on Thursday, unless something happens between now and Thursday. Tomorrow I have Melody Cedarstrom on. But I'm telling you, we've got to start joining up, and we've got to start getting together to bring America home, because our president is under attack, and we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know, I don't come up with this on my own. I do believe that I get hit from above with things that I should talk about. And this hit me yesterday afternoon. And it just continued to for lack of a better word, fester. And I just felt like I needed to bring this to you. Now, this is the one time when I think this 1 hour is way too short. We will repeat this topic on Thursday. I have a ton of information that has led me to this conclusion that we have got to get together as the American people. Now, we have Bill from Missouri. I want to go to the phones real quick. Bill, how are you today?
Hi, real good. I'm sorry I missed your first part. I'm a religious listener to you, but I missed it. I couldn't help it. But I have a ray of hope. I listened to Fox News this morning. Judge Napolitano says that decision against Trump is going to be overturned today. I couldn't believe my ears. He personally knows these judges. In some of them, I think they're liberals. I don't know how he knows it, but I'm gonna hope. Now, so that's good news if it happens. Now, number two, I think what's happened is the church has been a sleeping giant, and that all these vermin and these ants and roaches, it's like in a house we go to the flower bin, it's full of roaches, it's full of ants, it's everything, and they've got
the raid.
Everything. Yeah, they're into everything. And so they can, they're like that, you know, that one palm of that giant, and pretty soon he's sleeping, he wakes up, and he's all tied up with ropes. They've almost got him. They've almost got us, but we will win, because God's on our side.
Absolutely.
This is something I don't know if I should say or not. But we, this is, don't put this over the air. But, you know, I was thinking,
you're on the air. You're on the air. This is live.
I know, but don't put it on the air. Okay. They put the button ready. It's not obscene. It's just, I was thinking, we're going to win. You know why? Because the people on the liberals on the left, they are for killing babies and homosexuality, so there ain't going to be any more of them. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Don't put it on the air, but you're live on the air, so it's going on the air. You know, he's absolutely right. The logic that they have is foolish and stupid and extremely selfish. The USA Today equates Steve Bannon with terrorist Islamic State leader. This is what I am talking about. I have a stack of news here of attacks on Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and his administration. This one is coming. This was from Breitbart. Monday's editorial in U.S. Today's likens White House chief strategist and former Breitbart News executive chairman Stephen Bannon to Abba Akbar, the leader of the so-called Islamic State, ISIS, or ISIL, if you will, terrorist caliphate. Where they come up with this craziness? They will just throw anything and see if it sticks on the wall. And it's not enough to throw it once. They keep throwing it out there. And for those Americans who are not paying attention, I watch very little of the mainstream media anymore. I barely watch my local news. I know that's not necessarily a good thing. And I get aggravated at Fox. I get aggravated at Beth Ann sometimes. But how can we sit here, the American people, and allow these attacks to continue? That's all I can call them. They are attacks against the President of the United States. Tweeting, assassination can't come too soon. This is some stupid idiot in Hollywood. Another one has been in depression since the election. Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, she's writing a book. You know that, right? She's writing a book, her memoirs of this election. She makes the comment. Hillary Clinton praised the recent women's march in Washington, D.C. as evidence of a bright tomorrow for women. I saw it as a dark day for women. Then I have an article that says, there are more girls living in poverty today than in 2007. This nation is going downhill because of the immorality of people like Hillary Clinton and the Women's March. It's nothing that any of us females should be proud of. They don't know how to behave themselves. They want to do whatever feels good and then not be responsible for it. And the whole idea of the Women's March had nothing to do with any kind of liberation as far as constitutional rights. They were scared to death that this administration is going to put a stop to paying for abortions. Paying for their lifestyles. Holding up signs saying, this is my part of my anatomy, it's biology, get over it. Well, that's what I say about the bathroom issue. It's biology, get over it. I am sick and tired of their stupidity, their loud vulgarity, their lies, and their murderous venom attacking the President of the United States. He is taking the hits for you. I don't know anyone else who could have done it. There's a man that took the wrath of God for you and died on a cross and rose 3 days later. That's not Donald Trump. But he and his family have given up a lot. I know they're billionaires. They've worked hard. And I don't agree with them on everything. But I don't agree with anything the left has to say right now. The President of the United States is under attack, and this is an alert to the American people. It is you and only you who can take a stand for this man, his family, the Vice President, Mike Pence, his wife, his family, and the administration. It is only you that can do that. We're going to talk about this again, and I'm going to give these numbers out again on Thursday. I'm running out of time right now. You can call me in the office, 573-796-2166, and I'll give you those numbers. But I'm telling you, you need to be upset. You need to take this very personal. Because when they're calling for the assassination of the President of the United States, it is an assassination of you. And you need to take it personal. And it is wrong, unlawful, and we cannot accept it anymore. It is way past time to take a stand, America, and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.